The Code Blue program in Saratoga Springs was created 2 years ago in response to a homeless woman's death in sub-freezing temperatures. On nights when the forecast is below 20 degrees or for a foot of snow, the homeless can check in for a warm bed, no questions asked. Last year, the program at the Salvation Army building downtown was open for 85 nights. So far this year, it's been open 2 nights. Code Blue coordinator Cheryl Ann Murphy Parent says she expects a busy third season, with traffic increasing as the word is out.
It takes a lot with some of the homeless population to really get them to feel comfortable and trusting to come into a program. And so we've been able to build that up. And we've also had some great successes with, we had 14 people go from us to Shelters of Saratoga. So they actually became clean and sober and went into a program and are finding places on their own.
Initially run by a steering committee, Code Blue now falls under the umbrella of Shelters of Saratoga. Michael Finacci is executive director of the only homeless shelter in Warren, Washington, and Saratoga counties.
You know, we want to make sure that program is here long after we're all gone. So need to be under the auspice of an elite agency. So Code Blue is always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers. You can never have too many volunteers in this field, especially with Code Blue. I mean, if we face a winter this year like we had last year, we were open for 85 days, 49 of them were continuous. It gets a little tough on the volunteers.
Murphy at Code Blue says there's volunteer training available this year, and the organization hopes to have training materials online. This week, Shelters of Saratoga announced its new adult daytime drop-in center. Again, Michael Finacci.
So I reached out to some organizations, get some funding, some grant money, and so I could at least do it 1 day a week for starters, you know, just to get them to come in. They can get a hot meal, take a shower, do their laundry. But most importantly, there'll be representatives from various human service agencies within the city, within the county, as well as case management from Shelters of Saratoga. And that's the biggest piece of it all.
The drop-in center is partially funded by a $5,000 grant from Bank of America. Saratoga Springs Mayor Joanne Yepsen helped to create the Code Blue program in Saratoga Springs. She said the nonprofit community played an important part in helping to address the needs of the homeless.
The Code Blue was the very first that we got off the ground together, and now this drop-in center, but they were also instrumental in helping me end veterans homelessness in Saratoga Springs. So I count on our nonprofit partners a great deal and the business community to work together to solve these problems.
Shelters of Saratoga's Adult Daytime Drop-In Center is open Tuesdays at 20 Walworth Street in Saratoga Springs. For information on how to volunteer for Code Blue Saratoga or for Shelters of Saratoga, visit wamc.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.